And it's time now for the State of the Stations. We're happy to welcome into the studio the owners and operators of KVON and KVYN, Will and Jalissa Marcencia. Good morning and happy holidays, and thanks for bringing me a coffee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
I'm pinching myself so I could wake up.
Yes.
But I'm doing fine.
You know, I had an item on earlier about how really effective people start their day at 4 a.m.
I know. I'm like, how?
What you would have to effective? Go to bed at like 6 p.m., right? Or even earlier than that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sending emails at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm still working for the previous day. So,
yeah.
I still consider it a different type of effectiveness.
Exactly. I mean, you have your midnight oil burners and you have your early risers, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, reason being to have you guys come in and talk a little with the listeners, of course, is to tell us how things are going. How long has it been since you took ownership of the radio station? Now?
So it's been 17 months. Sorry, I'm not good at math either.
Yeah.
It's
too early
for math.
Yes.
17 months.
And a lot has happened in 17 months, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We've, went through the fires, lost the main transmitter for our sister station, KVYN, over in Atlas Peak. That was 3 months into our ownership. And we had a screaming DJ coming out of the cabin. Saying we're off air, all I hear is static in my headphones, and we're just like, what? Like, I mean, at that point, we had no idea how the magnitude of the fire, where the fire was, we were affected, and unfortunately, still trying to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
Things have gone a lot slower on that site. We were just subtenants, and it's not to our ideal situation of, quick rebuild and quick permitting. So we're just trying to be as patient as possible, but we're definitely very anxious to get back and running at full power. And with that, also something that's lingering is that during this time, we applied with the Federal Communications Commission to getting KVON on the FM dial, and that has been approved since. However, it's constricted on the fact that it has to be at that same site as KVYN. So pretty much we can't really put KVON on the FM dial until that gets done.
Mm-hmm.
But good news for KVON.
Yeah, exactly. Sure is. For those who aren't familiar, KVYN is licensed to Santa Lena, actually not to Napa, although it's heard throughout Napa Valley typically.
Right.
And the signal on KVYN is a little different because you're using a temporary facility, right?
At the moment, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're up at Monticello. So Napa and Yonville are the main penetration areas for KVYN at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
just to put it in perspective, it's a 6,000 watt station and we're operating right now at 250.
Mm.
So just
well, that doesn't mean anything.
Just the number, the gap.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It tells people something whether they know what wattage is or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you just blow up a transmitter and you just need to replace parts or equipment of your own. It's another thing when the entire facility is burned up. And like you say, the radio stations were just one of several tenants in that facility, so it's getting rebuilt to accommodate all those people, and that's a much more of an infrastructure challenge. Huh?
And it was tagged like as a hazmat area just because of all the equipment that was there in the first place, so that delayed everything because people, they couldn't just go in and do cleanup. That took a long time, so that was kind of the first site that I thought, like, oh, this is going to be a lot slower than we think when, everything was still zoned off until, I mean, it was 6 months later and things were still tagged that we couldn't go onto the property.
Fortunately, in the modern era, your signal is still there on the website and through the different apps. Talk about how different that is, Jalissa. You grew up in kind of a radio family, right?
Yes, I did.
You've seen all this technology change?
Yes, so we're still available on the stream. That'll won't go away unless the internet or goes down, which
might happen. You never know,
which happened during the fire.
Pesky Russians.
And that's one of the things, we also want to, when we acquired the stations, our long-term vision was to basically evolve the stations where audio is today, and it is, you know, doing on the app, podcasting, and so the plan is to launch a new app. Right now we have a shared app with the Vine. It's an old app that's been there, and also you can get KVON through there. You could toggle between both stations, but we would need to revamp that. We need to put more local content. So right now, I think between the fires and the studio move, we kind of like, our vision's getting a little bit derailed. It's like, oh, we got to deal with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. We can't focus on the fun stuff, but we just got to get through these two things, and I think then we could focus more on the digital aspect, really mm-hmm. putting in the technology behind mm-hmm. to start capturing also, you know, audience outside of the Napa Valley.
For sure. It's a little bit like, you know, you're busily planning for a trip, and then you discover that first you have to fix your car before, you know, like, oh, wait.
Exactly, to get to the airport. Like that.
Right? Yeah. I didn't realize I'd need to spend all this time on fixing the car before I could actually take the trip.
All this time and money on fixing the car.
Exactly. I guess if broadcasting wasn't challenging, it wouldn't be fun, though, right?
Right.
True.
Right.
So, as you said, there's a move of the studios coming, and that's really exciting, isn't it? You
yes.
guys are pretty jazzed.
There's finally a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. So tell everybody what's going to happen, and talk a little bit about this design that you come up with for these new studios, because it's different than anything I've ever seen for a radio station.
All right. Well, I mean, Jalissa's been working with the architect. She's definitely, her title, Chief Visionary, is in mm-hmm. good use, because she definitely has the vision. And one of the things that she and the architect came up with is that when you first walk in, what you're going to face at the southern end of the building is going to be this really neat sound space. We're looking for sponsors.
What's a sound space?
So a sound space is a space made for audio. It's a multi-purpose room. It'll definitely be, you know, the way that we see it right now is from someone that a local musician that wants to come in and practice, a local musician that comes into either of the two stations and wants to perform. So there's going to be a lot more room. There's going to be plugins for all of their equipment there. They don't have to try to squeeze into the AM or the FM studio, and the FM and the AM studio's equipment, you'll be able to still broadcast it, and the DJ will have the liberty of either being in that same room or actually being in their specific booth and just listening to the music playing from that studio sound space. And then also live events is going to be one of these things that we want to definitely see. I mean, we see that there's a music scene here that's rising, and there's a pool of great talent here in the Valley. So, you know, why not really become a good platform for them and become good friends? And right now on our sister station, we have a 1-hour weekly show on Mondays from 7 to 8 called the Local Homegrown Music Show. But ideally, we would love to see that every day of the week and do a lot more things with them. So definitely live events, musicians coming in, just holding, you know, smaller community events as well. It's definitely going to be a welcoming and open space for the community to come in.
Mm-hmm. That would be a space if we were to do a council candidate forum like we did before down silos,
right.
Fill that room up with folks in there.
That, correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The idea would be to really, now we already engage in the community, you know, through audio, but now it's like, okay, let's invite them into our space. Let's start to motivate them and activate them to come in. One of the things that I wanted to elaborate on the Will thing is, you know, we go to these digital audio seminars and conferences, and it's interesting because, yes, podcast is rising astronomically, but now there's this whole wave of where you're going now from podcast to broadcast. Why? Because broadcast still has the mass reach that digital doesn't have. Digital, you have to go in and search something specific, and it's so fragmented, so saturated. There's so much things out there that one could watch or see or hear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really we've been approached by a few people in the community that want to do their own show, and we're like, okay, does this have mass appeal? Does it not? We could launch it as a podcast, something you're passionate about, and if it makes sense and the following's there, then we could flip it to broadcast.
Yep.
So that's really where radio and digital is kind of, you know, merging together. And then the local aspect. I think that mm-hmm. is something we've done very well, and we will continue to only, you know, add to that. Which just because it's on the top of my mind because I was reading an article about Pandora and Spotify and how they don't have that local connection. They don't do giveaways. You know, they just, they're so disconnected, and there's a time and place for that. And just like there's a time and place for terrestrial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's interesting you point that out, because I was just thinking as you were talking about it, most of the podcasts that I have become a fan of, I heard about on a radio station, mm-hmm. or I read about in somebody's article.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're saying mass media still gives you that exposure, mm-hmm. and then you can sort of drill down into some very specific things.
And it's so on that same note, so Dirty John is a podcast that was very, very successful. Now Netflix picked it up to make it a show and a series. So, I mean, it goes into audio and terrestrial, and also goes into video mm-hmm. content, which mm-hmm. is
well, I think that it's that's just evident that we're living in the golden age of audio. You know, there's just so much great content out there. You know, there's such great podcasts, and that I'm excited about the industry that we're in and the space that we're in, and with the given technology that we're going to be adding to it, like it's only going to be uphill from here.
Everyone could be a star now, like yourself, Barry. Oh.
You have a lot more competition.
Oh. I think of my goddaughter.
Bring them on.
Think of my goddaughter who's 13, and she just watches all her celebrity people she follows are bloggers on YouTube, and she just watches them talk about random things, and she now wants to be a YouTube blogger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's not a career you choose. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like a hobby.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody has a voice, and everybody's entitled to, you know, their own opinion.
Yeah.
Whether, you know,
I'm planning to be an Instagram model, but slow start.
You're on your way. You're on your way.
Gradually get there. Yeah, very, very different world media wise. Mm-hmm. And this space you're creating in the new studio will be an opportunity for people who want to get involved and want to create something.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
We see ourselves as this new place more of a like a content studio.
A media center.
A media center, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's definitely, you know, the direction that and the vision that we have for this.
And with that, just to drill it down to Vacavio and specifically, we are in 2019. We're trying to wean off of this Fox broadcast scene that is syndicated, doesn't really connect or engage the community. So we're trying to peel that back and start to put in this local flavor. So if there's any kind of, you know, mm-hmm. topics people are interested in, let us know. Mm-hmm. If there, you know, a voice that might be good to discuss these issues, that, you know, we're welcome and open it.
What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Info at Windown Media. That's info at windownmedia.com. Info at Windown Media. You know, we're definitely take your concerns and your comments, your feedback, good or bad. We're definitely, we have our pulse on the community. And at the end of the day, that's why we're here, to serve all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And makes all the difference in the world, you know, listening to people and getting their thoughts and rejecting them. So I don't think we mentioned where this new studio is going to be.
Oh, it's top secret.
We want you to come, but we're not going to tell you.
You wouldn't think from all the big stickers on these.
Yeah.
The
most decals. People were tricking a lot of people into thinking that we're already there. And I've heard that some guests have even showed up at the new spot.
I've heard quite a few of your guests, Barry, have showed up at the new
spot. We won't call them out.
Everybody asks me when I schedule something is, where are you now?
So I'm omnipresent. Yeah. I am like, yeah, we're everywhere.
So the new studios will be at the Century Center. Right where the movie theater is, Forge Napa Sport. We are in that last building that's getting constructed currently underneath Naked Wines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there.
It's such a new focal point in town. I mean, let's face it. When the Target came in there and the Home Depot, that was a big deal. A lot of people discovered that southeast part of Napa, right? Because mm-hmm. there was a reason to go there that hadn't been there before. Target was a big deal when it first opened here.
Was that Target done before the North Napa?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
that one
okay.
was still Kmart, I believe. Yeah, I think it was a Kmart before it was a Target.
Okay.
And a lot of people were disappointed when it became two Targets instead of Target and something else.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, it's the same stuff. But, you know, they wanted to own the market. But in any event, that was, you know, when that developed, that was in and of itself a big deal. When the movie theater came there, another big, oh, like, oh, look at this, and a reason to go there. And now that place is like a new little town of its own, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. I would say in my short time here, I've realized that's where the locals go and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
that's the reason why there's a movie theater. The farmer's market happens there. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that locals don't really go to downtown unless there's meetings or lunches, that sort of thing.
And there, you know,
well, you
and
can't cross that line, don't you see it? It says, you know, tourist
don't
only.
Bring up lines alone.
Sorry.
Yeah, show us your money before you can cross into downtown.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's like this invisible wall in there. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Which, you know, you're absolutely right. A lot of people feel like what is in downtown now is aimed at someone other than the local community, and maybe you can't afford. This is what you heard about the food truck roundup when that started a few years ago. A lot of younger families with kids, they would say, this is an affordable way for us to go out for dinner because we can't really afford the sit-down restaurants in downtown, even though we love them. We think they're great, right? So alternatives. You're looking for the lower-cost alternatives.
Yeah, we've heard that time and time again.
Yeah,
it's interesting that, people are kind of trying to find, you know, where it's just where locals hang out.
Yep. Mm. Navigate your way. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's been a really challenging 2017, 2018. You think 2019 is going to be just like positive?
It's going to be a jab, jab, punch.
Jab, jab. Wheels on the ground. Traction.
Yeah. I hope so.
Well, you guys are pretty inspiring with your energy and your entrepreneurship and hanging in there. And it's not fair to get hit with so many problems all at once at the start of something, but it usually gets better from there, right?
Right, yes, exactly. Right. There's always a silver lining.
All right. Will and Julissa Marcencia, and again, that email address is info@winedownmedia.com, W-I-N-E-D-O-W-N, media.com. Reach out there. You can connect with, you're both on Facebook,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Search them out on Facebook, send a message, get in connection.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. I accept from going, living in LA where you got a lot of friend requests where I'm like, I don't know you now. I've definitely changed my mindset. I've become more millennial and I'm like, oh, we have 52 mutual friends. We must know each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually my judgment. I've had a spate of the no mutual friends requests.
Oh,
the last
Yeah.
6 months. And you're like, there's no way that this is legit.
Yeah. Know? Right. I mean, especially someone like you, you don't have one mutual friend with Barry Martin.
I'm a total Facebook slut. All right. Will and Julissa, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Barry.
All right. Time for a break at 7:55. News on the way at the top of the hour.